You're listening to Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Richard Katevis is better known as DJ Qbert, and he's been a pioneer in the art of turntablism for close to 30 years. The four-time DMC scratching champion and Hall of Famer grew up in San Francisco's Excelsior District. He was introduced to hip-hop in the early 80s, and he became famous in the Bay Area's Filipino-American mobile DJ scene as a founding member of the Invisible Scratch Pickles. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, DJ Qbert tells us about the first time he ever touched a turntable and talks about his involvement with two classic hip-hop albums, Dirt Style, which celebrated its 25th anniversary in 2017, and Dr. Octagon, which turns 22 this year.
From the Bay Area, y'all, San Francisco, my man DJ Qbert in the house. Let's get ready to rumble, y'all.
My name is Rich Katevis, a.k.a. DJ Qbert. What I do is I take the turntable and I try to heal people through music. And have a good time and cut it up. Q-B-E-R-T. I'm a jazz musician on the turntables, taking sound, grabbing it, moving it back and forth, playing with its pitch, and just trying to be bizarre with the sound as a musical instrument. My relationship with music back in middle school and high school, Balboa High School, it was like a lot of popping. A lot of poppers would be dancing to like electro music, you know, Kraftwerk and Planet Rock and Electric Kingdom. That whole doom, 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 all that early 80s type of sound stuff. And when I first heard scratching in there, I was like, whoa, that's crazy. What the hell is that sound in that electronic music? And it was just very fascinating to me at that time. I first touched the turntable 1985. My friend was like, hey, check this out. He was like, wuck, wuck, wuck. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And I kind of grabbed the turntable, the record player, with my whole palm. You know, now we just use our fingertips, but at the time we didn't understand, so I put my whole palm on the record, just moved, turned my hand like a clock. And I was about 15 years old, and I was like, man, this is crazy sounding, and just fell in love with it. I would go and battle all these kids and stuff, and I would always lose, but every time I would learn something from the battle, so it was fun to get an education by getting your ass whooped. The lessons of getting beat in all these competitions was my mentor. Diamond scratching was very early and young, and so it was like a new musical instrument, so there was no mentors. There couldn't be unless I would have to travel all the way to New York and learn from like Grand Wizard Theodore or Grandmaster Flash, and there was none of that in San Francisco. We were like just trying to make it up as we went along, and we would listen to all the new records to come out and go, oh, how do you do this? Oh, that's easy. We just kind of go like this, and we'd kind of make it up. It might have been wrong or whatever, but we were making up techniques on accident by doing that, by just guessing.
The official adventures of Flash.
There was this one place on Market Street called Bobby G's 12 inches, and he had like a record pool, and all the main DJs would go there, and we would grab all the dopest stuff. He would always have the newest stuff from New York or whatever, and we were very East Coast driven. We liked the whole New York sound and stuff. It was the production was really dope, and all the MCs were dope, so we were on a hunt for that. I mean, nowadays you know, there's dope stuff on the West Coast, but back then in the early times, it was all about New York. The way the Dirt Style 25 anniversary was compiled was just kind of collecting all these sounds, you know, from vinyl and everything. And nowadays, it's kind of the same. You just like gotta keep hunting for sounds. You know, you listen to records, and it could be now that there's technology with digital, you could just listen to all the digital files and find something good. There's a record label, Dirt Style Records, which has all these sound effects for DJs to scratch and stuff. And Mixmaster Mike, who's my partner in the Invisible Scratch Pickles, he had coined the term Dirt Style before the records had come out. And it just meant, like, back then the faders were crusty and you heard all this dust and static, and the records had all this fuzz on it and you hear all this crackling, and it was just raw. And that's what hip-hop was for us back then, because hip-hop had come up at the exact time that punk rock came up, so it was rebellious music and it was not clean. It was just all dirty skills. When I listen to Work 25 years ago, because it's older, I understand there's a cringe thing there. Like, oh man, I could have just did that a lot better, or there's a little mistake there, or whatever. But then, you know, these other musicians tell me, nah, don't worry about it. It's like the knots in the tree. You know, you know how you have wood and it's all nice, and there's like a little knot in there with the like little circle thing on the wood, and it's like, yeah, it's kind of part of it and stuff. You know, like the mistakes kind of make it human. Sometimes when it's too clean, it's kind of like not Dirt Style, you know, and the Dirt Style kind of thing makes it kind of more raw and human, you know. But I do understand that if there's little mistakes, I'll probably cringe in the future. So sometimes I'll be like, let me take that over, let me redo that scratch. So 1991 comes around, I win the DMC competition, USA, and Dan the Automator, was like, hey man, I need you to scratch on this new project, Dr. Octagon with Cool Keith. And I was like, cool who? And that was my introduction to Ultramagnetic MCs. And I was like, damn, this guy's dope. And the Dr. Octagon thing was like another thing. It was just so weird, you know, like Cool Keith was black and me and Dan were Asian. I was like, what the hell kind of group is this? That just was like a new thing, you know? It was like not even about race, it was just all about skills. When Dan got me into Dr. Octagon, he was just like, yo, check out, listen to this guy's lyrics. It's bugged, it's all weird and stuff. Dr. Octagon, paramedic, focus on the east for priests. My anesthetics prescribe a certain fertilizer. Homegrown, computer-wise on the microphone. Cool Keith had already finished the lyrics, and Dan was like, all right, we need the cherry on top. Let's do some scratches. And this guy was just drawing weird things with his vocals. And I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to just scratch weird things. And too, I'm going to make my stuff sound all psychedelic. And kind of just... it just came out crazy. Spots on your nerve. I'll take a break like James Brown to the bridge. Sailing takes me away to where I'm really going. When Dr. Octagon came out, I had no clue it was going to be a hip-hop classic. I was just scratching on another guy's record, and then it's like, oh, whatever, I'll scratch on it. But at the same time, I was like, damn, this is ill stuff. But I was not expecting people to like it, because I was like, man, this is too weird. I love this stuff, but who the hell is going to like this stuff? Because I think I'm weird. I don't think there's that many weird people out there, but apparently there's a lot more than I expected. Knowing the fans like this stuff, I was like, wow, man, this, like, there really is hope for music that we like. Because everyone's coming out with this, oh, this is the trend, we're going to do this. You know, everyone's doing whatever, this type of music, we want to follow that. But we were like, hell no, I hate doing that. I want to do like our own stuff, but no one's going to like it, but I still want to do my art. And so seeing that all the fans like our stuff, it's like, oh, okay, I'm going to keep doing what I love to do.